talking about PAX and stuff. I think you have the surprises later, but let's talk a little bit. Recently, this video probably won't come out for a while, but recently we noticed like the local PAX kind of started to disappear, becoming more rare.
yeah.
What's going on with it?
So I think we saw it first in like the legal vertical, maybe about 2 weeks ago, maybe a week ago. And then I was just doing a kind of like a big dive into, we have an HVAC client, multi-location, and we're looking at every single market. And it's interesting. And we look at keywords in two separate ways. So they do, like right now it's AC season, right? So they're either searching for AC repair, because you turn an AC on, it's broken, or maybe you need one. You want to rent AC, you want to install a new air conditioner. Some of those are like sales-driven keywords, some of those are service-driven keywords, right? We actually found on the sales side, all the sales-driven keywords lost local pack. And the intent there is gone. But when you do the service keywords, and that actually kind of makes sense, right? Because you're looking for a service. Right. But the interesting part about that is, but then when you add in a location, it actually switches back and gives you local back.
Right.
So it's like Google's having, whether it's going to be long-term or not, and that's our discussions of like, hey, what do we do now? Because now the SERP is video-focused and DIY-focused, and they don't necessarily want to give out that information, which is a tough conversation to have. But also, like, do we make videos now? Because there's a video carousel in spot three, right? And ads are, like, taking up so much space now. And it's like, what's the next step? And it's always like, don't have a knee jerk reaction. Just like,
this could be just a weird bug for us.
Yeah. But like, we had to have a big like meeting of the minds about like, what are we going to do now? Right. And it's like, so that's why like, it's great kind of breaking news, but it's also not great breaking news. Cause then you have everybody like, well, Dave, what are we doing? Like, how do we adapt? And I was like,
we have the whole Google search generative experience coming out. And that's going to change stuff. So.
Yeah. So it's like, let's just let it happen first. Right. Like, If we're a month later and it's still happening this way, but that's also too why I think as marketers and as we explain to business owners, you can't put all your eggs in one basket. Like if you only, because there was someone who left a comment on a thread on Twitter saying, my whole business is gone, if local packs are gone.
Right, that's not good.
That you got to find another route. Like
a lot of the HVAC people and all these local businesses, they do how-to videos, do-yourself videos.
Yes.
May drive some people to call them.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So we're doing a lot of DIY type of content testing now. We found, even though it doesn't make a lot of sense to like show someone how to do it, because then they're not going to get a lead, but they just find out that like, well, they can't actually do it, so they're going to actually call, right? And so, but the thought is, well, someone else can put the video out anyway.
Right.
You might as well get them on your channel. Like, what's the worst that happens?
Right.
You can hopefully remarket them later on, but like, That and that's my push, because there is a lot of pushback, especially in home services, about like putting a process out there, putting prices out there. But that's what people are looking for. Like I need a quick answer.
But the other issue with that is I'm a big do-it-myself type of guy, even though and I'll look at the video, and if I can't do it myself, I'll get annoyed first, and then I'll be like, I'm gonna call the local guy. I'm not gonna call the guy in I don't know who knows where.
Yeah.
So it's not like they're getting the business anyway.
Yeah. That's true.
Makes more sense for the manufacturers of the products, like the ones who are buying the goods from.
Yeah. And so that's actually a strategy too, that we, like that's just where we have to kind of expand. It's not just, I need to make sure I'm optimized for AC repair near me, but like, what are people searching for? They're searching for brands, right? They're searching for part numbers. They're searching for, so you gotta be fully optimized, and that's hard to do if you're sometimes a big company and you don't have that built in already. Or a small company doesn't have the time to like build out your pages, right? So those are some tough conversations we have to have. But like also too, like let's just take a deep breath, like relax, let's just see what happens. But if this stays this way for a while, we probably have to pivot to more organic stuff. But we've been working on organic for a while. And that's the good part, is like we look at local SEO as everything. It's not just the local pack. Like there's local intent in organic. So we better be working on organic stuff while we're working on local pack, because what happens when this happens? So
recently we've been seeing Google kind of pushing the services action button in the search results.
Mm.
Like in the local pack, also the Google Map results. I think Joy actually shared it a couple weeks ago, maybe last week, or somebody else shared it, where they were showing that services button next to the website directions call. Services would be pushed up. I think it's a test. I don't think it's live.
Yeah.
But I wonder how that might relate to maybe a different strategy Google might be taking in the future around searches around services versus just
So I think that's a good point, because traditionally in local SEO, your main category drives rankings, right? But there's not a category for everything, right? So that's where services come in underneath the category. So how do we optimize services? And so at first, like when services come out, you know, we used to write like paragraphs and stuff on each little thing, which was good for the user. But like, how does that actually impact rankings? Which is interesting that like just recently actually predefined services we found actually impact, because Google's taking information from what people are searching for plus like what's on your website. And so for example, if you're like a personal injury lawyer, right, and you deal with car accidents, well, some people unfortunately get in a car accident after DUI, right? And so, but DUI car accident lawyer is not like a category, right? And it's not really like a service that you may or may not put it, right? But like if you deal with that, so like we found that in like a predefined category, so we added it and they started ranking for it, right? And so
you came out with a study like a few months ago on that.
Yeah, so like we did that and it came out and it was like pretty cool. Then the best thing is that other people tested it too, right? It wasn't just like, Sterling Sky put out something, let's do it. But like Darren from WhiteSpark did two tests on it, I think. I think Ben Fisher from SteadyDemand is doing a test too. And it's like, it's pretty cool that like it actually all is working as like the test shows, like what we saw is what everybody else is seeing. So then what's the pivot? Like, what do we do, right? But like what I don't love about that is if you're just you and you're a plumber at your house, you don't have a marketing team, how do you know about this, right? Google doesn't give you the email saying services are now a thing. Like, that's my frustration with Google, is like we're finding things. I mean, maybe that's not their intention though, but I don't know. But like, it's like, how does the average person who can't afford to do SEO gain from that when like they're supposed to, they just don't have the time to test. They don't have
the same thing about normal SEO. I mean, Google doesn't, like if they send an email saying add predefined services and it's going to help you ranking, everybody's going to add every predefined service under the sun.
Yeah.
So they don't want to do that. And then we'll see it gets abused, just like rich structured data.
Yep.
And people abuse it to the point where Google's like, well, we're not going to use it as much anymore.
Yeah.
It's the whole thing with meta keywords back in the old days.
Yeah.
Like, we're not going to look at them anymore. So I understand why they don't. At the same time, also what may work for you, and you, no offense, I mean, you come up with your studies, they're great. Yeah. There's always controversy, not always, but often there's controversy around any study, not just yours.
Oh, yeah.
And the best part about it is other people test it, like you saw with Darren Shaw. Sometimes it works, and sometimes it doesn't. And sometimes it works for some clients.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes it works for other clients. So it's, especially with all this new world of AI, not everything's going to work for everybody. That's why you have to keep testing and trying and
doing these. And that's actually something that, because, internally conversations about like, oh, we did this test, now somebody else is running it. And I'm like, oh, that's cool that they're running it. And it's like, do we actually want them to get the same result? You kind of do to make like your tests valid, but also like, then we're not SEOing stuff. That's why I love the SEO communities, because, well, it's a little different as of late, but like the traditional SEO community of everyone's got each other's back, let's test things, let's talk nicely to each other, like, and have each other's back instead of like just criticism. But like, I think that's good though. Like if someone can break this test down and say, actually, this doesn't work all the time. But that's SEO, right? It depends, right? So
I mean, I think the local SEO community is much more, kind and a nicer community than the larger SEO community. Yeah. So like, I always told Mike Blumenthal that, and everybody knows. Yeah. I'm like, you guys have an amazing community. And a lot of it has to do with Joy buying that amazing forum, local search forum, back in the early days, which was always a great forum.
Yeah.
And just really cultivating that and nurturing it. I think it really helps a lot. And it's amazing what you guys have in the, I mean, I feel like I'm part of the community. You offer SEO services.
Yeah.
But I
But so there's a place for you to come, right? There's a place for you to come. And like, that's how I learned it.
Right.
I used to tag Joy and Mike Blumenthal all the time. They never charged me a dime. They never told me to go away. No. Right. It was, if they had time, they'd write back. That's literally how I learned to come to the forum. Right. But also in the early days of like, hey, Barry is just new. Right. Like everybody does. Like,
none of these are new. So,
yeah. So
what we'll do is we'll probably go through this on a time lapse.
Yeah.
So people can watch it. This way it's,
that'd be cool.
We'll finish up these questions.